Rama First Nation members have elected Ted Williams to serve as the community's chief for another 4 years. Polls closed last night at 8 p.m. and early this morning it was announced Williams had earned 412 votes, 168 more than Emerson Nanagishkung, the only other candidate for the top political job, who earned 244 votes. "I'm obviously quite pleased," Williams said, after learning of the results. "I'm a pretty optimistic individual and anticipated winning, but you just never know until you know." Williams has been in the political arena for 42 years and stressed he's appreciative for the opportunity to continue to serve the people of his home community. "I'm gung-ho to go carry on what we're doing," he said. "I'll lead with integrity, openness, and the seven grandfather teachings." Williams says he intends to lead the people of Rama with a purpose and passion for his community. Nearly a year ago, Williams publicly announced he wasn't going to seek re-election. That was until several community members clamored for his leadership to continue. "That basically said to me that they appreciate what I've done and how I worked with the other team members to make things happen for the community," he said. "It's a compliment when people say your fingerprints are all over the place." Councillors Ted Snash, Jeremy St. Germain and Anne Harrigan were also re-elected Wednesday. Elected as first-time councillors were Wyatt Simcoe, Sarah Snake, and Nancy King. "They are in their early 30s, Williams said. "Young people are coming forward and taking the reins of decision-making." Williams says he looks forward to helping guide the young councillors. "They may do things a little bit differently, but as long as they do it with integrity, they can't be faulted," he said. "I'm looking for them to step up and lead." Williams expects the new council will work well together. He expects them to always have healthy and open dialogue. "When you have good dialogue, you come out with some good healthy decision-making," he said. "That's what the trademark has been for our progress in the last 40 to 50 years. The diversity of the new council excites Williams. "It is made up of 3 females and 3 males. I'm actually quite pleased with the makeup," he said. "I'm looking forward to working with them all. It's going to be good, I can feel it." Over the next 4 years, Williams anticipates big things for the Rama community. "We are a community that has the ability to make things happen," he said. "We want to be in a position to help our local community in Rama, the surrounding area, and other First Nations across the country." Williams says, Miigwech to Kaun. Dylan Bickle, who wasn't a successful candidate last night. "He's a bright young man," he said. "He's full of integrity, and he's got a bright future here in the community." Williams also thanked retiring head councillor and former chief Lorraine McRae, who did not seek re-election. "She's been a stalwart in the social service health arena for 40 years, he said. "I'm thankful for the opportunity to work with her." Williams vows this will be his final term as chief. He has several other personal projects that he is excited to attend to in retirement, including writing an autobiography. "I'm very thankful that I've been re-elected and I'm looking forward to the next 4 years," he said. The unofficial results counted 694 total ballots cast for councillors. Ted Snash topped the polls as councillor, garnering 355 votes. There were 24 candidates for the 6 positions. Here are the results. Ted Snash, 355. Jeremy St. Germain, 270. Anne Harrigan, 242. Wyatt Simcoe, 230. Nancy King, 219. Sarah Snake, 213.